KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The Boys State Baseball Championships continued yesterday at Principal Park in Des Moines. In the late game last night, Harlan posting a 4-0 win over Dallas Center Grimes in Class 3A first-round play to advance to the semifinals. For the Cyclones, they pushed across all four of their runs in the top of the sixth inning as David Rattigan held the Dallas Center Grimes Mustangs to a shutout with giving up 8 hits in the ballgame. Harlan had just 4 hits, but was able to get those 4 runs to come up a winner. Also yesterday, it was Clear Lake rallying with a bases-loaded triple in the bottom of the seventh inning, giving them a 5-4 win over Sheraton. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Williamsburg 1-0, and Davenport Assumption topping Boone 5-3. Semifinals on Friday at Principal Park have Bishop Heelan Catholic facing Assumption at noon, Harlan playing Clear Lake in the 2 o'clock matchup. Coming up today is the end of the first round. The quarterfinals will be held in Class 4A today at Principal Park. Johnston faces Linmar. Des Moines East will play Davenport North. Sioux City East will face Cedar Rapids Xavier. And Ankeny will play Clinton in first-round action in 4A today. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Pittsburgh Pirates now have the best record in the majors as they vaulted into the top spot with a doubleheader sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals, 2-1 in 11 innings and 6-0. Alex Presley's single in the bottom of the 11th inning gave Pittsburgh the win in the opener. Andrew McCutchen clubbed his 15th homer of the season, and Brandon Compton scattered 3 hits over 7 innings in the nightcap for his first Major League victory. The Pirates are now 64-42 and hold a 1.5 game lead over St. Louis for first place in the National League Central. That double loss made it 6 in a row for the slumping Cardinals, who scored just 5 runs in that stretch. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Milwaukee twice over Chicago, 6-5 and 3-2. Both of them late come from behind victories. Philadelphia beat San Francisco 7-3. Atlanta over Colorado 11-3. The New York Mets beat Miami in 10 innings 4-2, and San Diego topping Cincinnati by a 4-2 final. In the American League, Mike Moustakas homered twice and drove in 4 runs to back another strong start from Irvin Santana as the surging Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 7-2 last night. Santana gave up 2 runs on 4 hits and struck out 8 over 7 innings, and Eric Hosmer had 3 hits and an RBI for the Royals, who have won 7 in a row and 9 of 11 coming out of the All-Star break. At 52-51, they are over .500 for the first time since May 18th. Mike Pelfrey gave up 4 runs on 8 hits with 4 strikeouts in 4 innings for the Twins. Joe Mauer had 2 hits and an RBI after missing the last week for the birth of his twin girls. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Cleveland over Chicago 7-4. Baltimore beat Houston 4-3. Boston dumped Seattle 8-2. Texas outscored the LA Angels in 10 innings 14-11. Toronto beat Oakland 5-0. In interleague play, it was Detroit over Washington 5-1. Tampa Bay a 5-2 winner over Arizona, while the LA Dodgers beat the New York Yankees 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Salt Lake topping the Iowa Cubs 5-4. Omaha was a winner over Tacoma by a score of 4-1. In other baseball news, St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina left Tuesday night's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates with a strained right knee. Molina started the second game of the doubleheader and played 3 innings before being replaced by Rob Johnson. The All-Star starter went 0-for-2 and also had a passed ball defensively that allowed Pittsburgh's Jose Tabata to score from third. Molina has been dealing with pain in the knee since early June. He underwent an MRI earlier this month that revealed inflammation. Molina is hitting .330 in 98 games this season for St. Louis and was the top vote-getter for the All-Star game. The Cleveland Indians have acquired left-handed reliever Mark Zepchinski from the St. Louis Cardinals. The Indians sent minor league infielder Juan Herrera to St. Louis on Tuesday in exchange for Zepchinski, who Cleveland hopes will help them get out left-handed hitters. The 27-year-old is 9-17 with a .420 earned run average in 177 career games for Toronto and St. Louis. Lefties have batted .224 against Zepchinski, who pitched 2 2/3 scoreless innings for the Cardinals in the 2011 World Series. Zepchinski has split this season between St. Louis and AAA Memphis. In 2 stints with the Cardinals, he posted a .784 earned run average in 11 games. He has limited lefties to a .185 average in the minors. Well, Boston has acquired pitcher Jake Peavy from the White Sox as part of a 3-team, 7-player deal. The 32-year-old Peavy was 8-4 with a .428 earned run average for Chicago this season. The right-hander is a former Cy Young Award winner and a 3-time All-Star. Boston sent a trio of minor leaguers to the White Sox in that deal. The Red Sox acquired reliever Brian Villarreal from Detroit, and they sent shortstop Jose Iglesias to the Tigers. Boston also got outfielder Avisail Garcia from Detroit, and they sent him to the White Sox. Also, the Oakland Athletics have acquired third baseman Alberto Ciaspo from the Angels for infielder Grant Green. Ciaspo is hitting .253 with 5 home runs and 36 RBIs entering yesterday's games. Green is hitless in 15 at-bats during his first stint in the major leagues this season. Well, Major League Baseball has told the union which players it intends to suspend in its drug investigation and which ones will receive lengthier penalties for their roles in the Biogenesis case. That's according to two people familiar with the talks. The sides are trying to reach as many agreements as possible that would avoid grievance hearings, and talks could push back an announcement until Friday. Three-time MVP Alex Rodriguez of the New York Yankees stands to receive the longest suspension. The stiffer penalties for some players are tied to other alleged violations, including not being truthful to Major League Baseball investigators. Three 2013 All-Stars could face bans, including Texas outfielder Nelson Cruz, San Diego shortstop Everett Cabrera, and Detroit shortstop Johnny Peralta. On football news, Jamaal Charles has never caught more than 45 passes in a season, but the Kansas City Chiefs Pro Bowl running back expects that to change under new coach Andy Reid. Charles has been catching balls out of the backfield and even lining up at wide receiver early on in training camp, showing some versatility not unlike Brian Westbrook and LeSean McCoy did when they played for Reid with the Philadelphia Eagles. Charles ran for more than 1,500 yards last season in his return from a major knee injury, but he wasn't used nearly as much in the passing game as he had been earlier in his career. Still, he said after practice Tuesday that he relishes the chance to show exactly what he can do. Percy Harvin will have hip surgery on Thursday. That'll sideline the dynamic wide receiver for the start of his first season with the Seattle Seahawks. Harvin made the announcement on his Twitter account on Tuesday night, hours after getting a second opinion on the injury in New York. The Seahawks then said the operation was scheduled for Thursday. Harvin was seeking more information for soreness in his hip that popped up just before the Seahawks opened up training camp. Washington Redskins cornerback D'Angelo Hall says he has sprained ligaments in the back of his right ankle and he could miss the rest of training camp. Hall wore an immobilizing boot as he watched practice. He was hurt Monday when he lost his footing trying to defend a receiver. Hall said he initially thought he tore a ligament. He said there's no fracture and that his Achilles is also fine. And Judge William Wenner has decided that Penn State's ex-president and two former top school administrators should go to trial on charges accusing them of a cover-up in the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. Wenner determined that prosecutors showed enough evidence during a 2-day preliminary hearing to warrant a full criminal court trial for ex-president Graham Spanier, former vice president Gary Schultz, and ex-athletic director Tim Curley. That's Jack of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.